Hi, everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. Here on WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial in New York City. Bringing you ideas, concepts, guests. Help you lead a more positively minded life. Get out your pencil and get your telephones, my friends, because today we're going to be hearing from you. 212-209-2900. We're going to be using, practically dedicating the entire program to you and your feedback. Of course, because it's the end of the year, we'll talk about the end of the year. Just think, the way Gail Collins put it, she said, at the beginning of 2009, George Bush was still in charge of the country. You get that? At the beginning of this year, George Bush was still in charge of the country. And it seemed just like yesterday, he reminisced, he thought. That was a sentiment the rest of us did not entirely share. But now it feels as if Barack Obama has been president forever. You know, it doesn't seem like it's new. It seems like he's been there forever. I'm beginning to wonder in the 21st century, white years, house years, are going to be like dog years in reverse. You know, when the president is there, it's like he's been there forever. I mean, geez, Bush years, oof, a decade, you know? Well, we're about to go into a new decade. The economy is still depressing. There's an improvement. And that's an improvement over the over-mind-bending terror that we were living in under the previous administration, saying everything was a horror and everything is scary. The rest of the world likes us a little better. And whenever our president goes overseas, he seems to be able to nudge the other countries towards a little progress on some issue on which they'd been hopelessly stuck. So it's not all bad news. Health care reform, extremely big deal. Possible. Getting closer. It's been different. Just think about, you know, Dick Cheney and what he was like. He was like a Dementor from Harry Potter. He was like, you appreciate how much things have improved. And Lord, it's good to bear well to 2009. Now, that's my question of you. What was 2009 for you? Many people sit at home and they feel isolated, removed. You've either had a good year or you've had a bad year, and we've never done this before, but I thought it would be a very interesting survey. How was 2009 for you? And what do you anticipate most of our listeners would say if we took a survey? And if we took a real fast survey at 212-209-2900, if we took a fast survey and we answered your phone calls quickly, we could probably get a good idea of how most of you have spent your year. Now, here's a question I'm going to ask. Was it a good year or was it a bad year? Can you put it down? If you're going to say average, let's say you would have put it as a 5. A 6 is an okay good year. A 7 is a good year. An 8 is a very good year. A 9 is a very, very good year. And a 10 is best year that you can imagine. And going all the way backwards too, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then I'm going to ask you a question. What three things can you point to that were significant contributors to how you're feeling about last year, about 2009? Now, you know, when it gets to be this day of year, every one of us, every broadcaster, does something silly like this about the past year. It's like we think you want it. And you get flooded with it from every station, from every program. A lot of programs are talking about the decade, too, because, you know, it's the end of a decade. You know, what happened in the last 10 years? Where were we 10 years ago that we're not now? I mean, if you think about it, you know, think about skipping 2001. Pre-2001, we were completely different. You know, there was a difference in the people, in the way we felt, in this idea of being isolated and safe. It was a different attitude. And pre-2001, we were not we didn't go through the Bush years, which we've been. You know, we've all been bushwhacked. So I say let's look back over it and let's look at how the year has been for us. Imagine how Obama feels. As Gail Collins, she said, every problem is a long, grueling slog. Even at the last minutes of the year, he's stuck trying to get out of the hole that Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano had dug when she used the fatal phrase, the system worked, when she talked about the plane bombing in Detroit. Her statements were more nuanced than we're currently giving her credit for, but that doesn't matter. What she said was ill-advised on so many levels, and Obama had to pick it up. At a time of crisis, you can't make any sweeping statements defending the performance of any department of our government. You just can't. Nothing works. So that's one. We could look back and we could say, how hopeful was this last year? You know, for Obama, one of the phrases, pluses of the past few months was that the opposition was so inept. You know, the Republican opposition is so inept. They're so poor at even opposing. You know, what do they have as representatives? So anything is yet to work. But it's not a political statement I'm looking for. You know, it's not. I'm really asking you about you. About you and your life. So 2009, the telephone number, 212-209. Hey, 09. Oh, we're going to change our phone number to 210. 212-209-2900. That's our number. Make your calls. Let's pick it up and let's find out on a scale of 1 to 10. How was your year? How did it go for you? And with 0 being the worst, 10 being the best, somewhere in the middle, and maybe 3 things that you could give us that would point to what it was. Let's take our first call. Hi, this is Armand DeMille. You're on the air.
Not there.
Okay, so, dear friends, time to call in because we're going to do this all about you. And those of you who usually call in and say you can't get through, this is a perfect opportunity for you to be on the air with us. And it's earlier than I would normally have you call in, 212-209-2900. You know, we're also going to do some programs on beauty. We're looking forward to talking about the nature of beauty and what beauty is. And in the meantime, one of the things I'm going to do while you're dialing up, I meant to do this for you. Let's play you some Happy New Year music from the Middle East. Just so you could have a little.
Okay.
Okay. Here comes our first call. Hi there, you're on the air. Hello there, this is Armand DeMille.
Yeah, hi, it was a good year.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put it in years?
I'd say 9.
A 9 year, good for you. And do you have 3 things in particular you would attribute that to?
Yeah, I just got a new girlfriend.
A new girlfriend, that certainly adds a point.
And I applied for a good job. I think I passed the test. New York City, school safety job, and I'm feeling excellent this year.
Physically well, physically fit?
Exactly, Armand.
Yeah, all 3. Physically fit, new girlfriend, and new job. Job
yeah.
Hope. What a
yeah,
nice, what a nice thing. So good for you, my friend. So we're on a scale of 1 to 10, your name is?
Tony.
Tony.
Thomas. Tony Thomas.
Tony Thomas. Tony Thomas, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you. And thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Sure. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air. This is Armand DeMille. Hey, where is happening with our phones today?
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I had a rotten year. Was it number 2?
A 2 year. Oh, mm-hmm. So sorry. What's your name?
My name is Lynn.
Lynn, you certainly still have your spirits. I could hear, it. You know,
in the oven.
You know, my good friend Jennifer down at WBAI just said to me, "Don't do anything I would do." She said, "Because I couldn't afford the bail."
Oh, really?
So tell me, Lynn, what about your, give me three reasons that you would, not three reasons, but three things that you would point to that you believe contributed to your two-ness.
Illness, injury, and disappointment therefrom.
Illness, injury, and disappointment thereunto.
Thereunto
for. Well, let's start with illness. What kind?
Oh, two operations on my knee, broken toe, concussion. My husband's sick right now. We had to cancel a big family reunion.
Whacked. You got whacked.
Totally whacked.
Totally whacked physically. Okay. But, you
emotionally,
know, a lot of people get whacked physically when they get through. What whacked you emotionally?
Just the fact that plans had to be canceled. My life was on hold. Things just were not progressing in the normal way, you know? I mean, everything was just stagnated.
And what about your relationship with your husband?
It's great.
So that, at least, that part of it was great.
That part of it was, thank God.
You
yeah.
two were able to hold each other together.
Exactly.
During all the stress. So there was an emotional disappointment. Where did that come from? Your family?
Just an emotional disappointment. Not being able to just to go to family. There was two family reunions that we had to miss because of the, you know, aforementioned. And just disgusted with it all. You know, just disappointed in just the progress of really no progress.
But, Lynn, you know, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I could understand it all. You've got a good attitude. But it sounds like the disappointment emotionally of not being able to be there physically also includes them not responding to you in a way that you wanted them to respond. Is that true?
No, because like they couldn't cancel their plans. Everybody was coming from different locations. They couldn't just all drop it and come here.
So you feel like the left-out broken doll, you know, the one that they throw out and they say, who needs her? She's...
Oh, not at all. Not at all. They were really sympathetic, and I didn't want them to alter their plans. I mean, you know, it wasn't fair, but still it was disappointing because I don't see them that often. They all live far away, so,
I hear. So maybe not a two. You know, a two would be like near disaster, unless you're saying something emotionally that I'm not hearing.
Well, we've never been this cobbled by... this kind of a thing before. We've always been healthy and, you know, look forward to getting together with people and traveling and, you know, and this was just every single month, it seemed. It was just one thing after another.
Oh, yes, okay.
It's just a...
It kind of brings your vulnerability right up to your nose, you know?
I'm sorry?
It kind of brings your vulnerability right up to your nose.
Oh, yeah, and your mortality as well.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law was very, very ill. She's still not great. I mean, it was just one horrible nursing homes and respirators and after another, and it's just depressing.
Yeah, I hear. But I think you're saying something about having to face mortality and how illness is like this funny thing that comes and whacks you in the head and says, pay attention to me.
Exactly.
Remember, you're not God, and you're not going to get through it unless you attend in a different way. Well, Lynn, at least I hear you've got your spirit through this.
Thanks.
You know, you still got a laugh underneath your voice. And
yep.
I thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Lynn. 212-209-2900. Very interesting how physical things can do that to you, huh? Hey, let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, yes. Good afternoon. This is Alex.
Hello, Alex. Alex.
Yes.
So tell me, how's your year going, Alex?
My year been a zero. A completely big zero.
A zero?
Drama in my life.
Oh, Alex, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
And in fact, it happened just 1 year last year. So it was for the New Year's of 2009. And I just, I barely recuperate as far as physically and financially, but mentally, finally, I start to think positive because there's no way you can go more down. So the only way to go forward is to change your mind, you know, and try to look at a different perspective.
Yeah, I hear. I hear. Where are you from originally, Alex?
I'm French.
Yeah. And did this happen in France or did it happen here?
It happened here. This is a long time now. I'm living in New York.
And what happened? What happened?
What happened is the economy suddenly hit me. My house burned. My friend, I learned a lot more about who are really my friends. And you find yourself by yourself and face reality, and the only way to cope with it is by staying negative. You know, you drink more, you get getting a little more nasty, and at the end you find yourself then the only person that can deal with it. It's yourself.
Oh, Alex, what a tough time you had. So you've had physical challenges plus economical challenges, and as everything hit the fan, you turn to your friends, and your friends aren't there anymore. You say, these aren't real friends. So you turn to yourself, and you say, come on, it's just you and me, and you hit a bottle, and you try to make yourself feel better. You drink a bit, and you're feeling this kind of down, almost as if you're totally alone, but...
Yeah,
you
have to escape the reality, you know.
Yes, of course, whatever reality is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you are facing reality or you're facing fantasy. I never know what reality really is. You know, when people go on vacation, sometimes they say, I say, why do you enjoy your vacation? They say, oh, it's an escape from reality. Sometimes I think that when you're on vacation, that's reality. And when you're not on vacation, that's non-reality. So what you went through, I'm not sure if it is reality, and I'm not sure if your depression is reality. I'm not sure if your alienation from your friends is reality.
No, but it looked like it's reality for me, but at the end of the day, you know, when you lose, let's say, your materialist things around you, then you know, you take time to build. And that's definitely a reality. Now, facing it could be what you call the lie you put every morning. I mean, the mask you put on your face in front of this reality.
Mm.
But it's real. And it's just, you know, there's no school for life. I mean, you learn by those mistakes or this reality what is really happening, you know.
Well, you're quite a student of life, Alex. So, Alex, somehow there's a little glimmer of positivity because you have no place down to go, so you seem to be turning up.
Yes. I've been trying everything, and I see it doesn't work, so I say, why not just try the positive, try to just be a little more relaxed and not be so dramatic about things that happen, you know?
Well, that may be perhaps the best lesson for any of us. Maybe you could relax, accept the reality, and not be so dramatic about what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the lesson is. But sometimes, you know, the drama's there. Sometimes death of a friend, having something really happen, losing things. You got to go through that too. So I'm sorry, Alex, you cannot say zero. You could say 0.1.
0.8.
0.8 is okay for me.
All right.
I wish you the best, my friend.
Have a great year.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Touches my heart. 0.8. I love it. 212-209-2900. Armand DeMille taking a survey about how your year was last year, asking you the following question. What three things would you point to that were events over the year that may or may not be impacting on the way that you rate the year? 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air. This is Armand DeMille. Hello there. Well, we got the call. It just takes a little while to get him up sometimes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Akila from Brooklyn.
Hello, Akila.
How are you?
Good.
Good. On the scale, my year has been a 4.
A 4? Okay.
Yes. It was riddled with conflict, death, and then reconciliation.
Conflict, stress, and then reconciliation?
Death.
Okay. And then reconciliation. Spell that out for me a little bit, would you?
Yes. My ex-husband and I had been fighting over our children.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was finally resolved in April. Then he died. He got hit by a train in July.
God.
And then the child that he had to come back and live with me.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my gosh. Wow. What a thing. What was that like for you when he got hit by a train?
It was like no other feeling I've ever experienced before. Especially with the nature of our relationship being so tumultuous.
Yeah.
And then, actually, we reconciled like 2 months before the accident. But it was still a lot of things that were left unsaid.
Sure.
Or incomplete.
So what part was left unsaid or incomplete?
I really didn't acknowledge him. I never really grieved our divorce. So him dying actually brought up all of that. And it's been 10 years since we've been divorced.
Mm.
And I really never acknowledged him as a father.
And what would you have liked to have acknowledged? In fact, let's do it this way, because I believe that the antenna from WBAI sends a signal out into space. And somewhere out in space, there may be listening some of the spirits of some of the people that have been passing through. So if you could talk directly to him and say something that you've never said, what would you say?
I would say, Zane is his name.
Yeah.
I love you, and I'm glad that you're the father of our two sons, and you manage to remain a hero in their eyes.
Nice. How does it feel saying it?
It feels good.
Yeah. Well, Akilah, you've been through some of the toughest stuff that a person could go through, facing the death of someone else. And I hear, and that brings you to a point four. We just hope that this year brings some stuff around. How are the kids doing?
They're getting better. They're getting better. I have them in counseling. They'll be starting soon, actually, because it was a long waiting list for the place that I wanted. And they start next week. So.
Well, good. If you need any help with that, just feel free to call me. We'll see what we can do to influence that.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Thanks a lot for calling in, Akilah.
Thank you.
Sure. 212-209-2900. So my friends out there, if you were to anticipate what people would be saying, you know, as to the numbers of what the year was like, you know, what would you have figured? We got one on the plus side and three on the negative side. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille, 212-209-2900. Hi, you're on the air. Akilah was the point.
Hello.
Yes, hello there.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Juana, and I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Juana?
Yes, Juana.
Juana.
I would say that my year, I could put it between a 4 and a 6.
4 and a 6, somewhere in the middle there.
Yes, my year started pretty okay. Then it went very good. Then it plummeted.
Yeah.
Then it went totally down.
And downhill since. So right now, if you evaluate the whole year, would now you be at a 4?
I would say a 4.
You're at the 4 now.
Yeah.
Anything in particular happened, Juana, that...
Well, my daughter's in the Army. That's one. She's very far away. Well, now she's spending Christmas with us. But she's in Germany. She's leaving, actually, on Saturday. So the distance of my child, it's a hard thing. Then in April, I met someone, very nice person, but a misunderstanding or an error of my part, I would say, separated us.
What kind of error was that? You got jealous?
Somewhat, yes.
Tell me about it.
The person that I'm talking about, and then he actually was the one that got me, I would say, hooked to your show.
Uh-huh. Because I have certain junkies out there who go peddling my show. They go peddling the show to people, and they say, here, try a little sample of this. It's free.
Yes,
right?
And ever since then, even
hooked.
In my office, I went and bought a radio so I could listen to the show. So, because that becomes, we like to discuss the topic of the show when actually, like in the evening, if we happen to talk or something like that.
What an interesting thing. I never thought that I would be part of romantic conversation. You know, but, you know, we all do it. So tell me what
so
you did.
What happened was, he has a business, and he gets a lot of his orders through online. He had a business associate in another country, and every time she spoke to him, I felt like, you know, she was going above or actually beyond the business part.
A little too friendly.
Yes, like, way too friendly. Oh. I just, you know, every time she called, and he didn't hide anything from me. I used to listen to their conversations, but it would kind of bother me some. At one point, I was cleaning. He had a lot of confidence in me. I was cleaning my office and so forth, and I found the passcode to his personal email, and I didn't know it was for him. But I kind of, like, tried it. I was like, okay, because it has kind of, like, his last name. So I went on it, and I saw that he sent her a picture of him, which is not a problem because I guess she figured he was a young person or whatever because of the way he spoke. Then what I didn't like was her reply. She replied that he was hot and so forth and so on. So I replied back to her, not for you. That became a little problem. So afterwards, speaking with him, I said, you know, I should apologize to this lady because I see in your business email, which I have full access to, that she's telling you that if you cannot do business without anybody interfering, then the business should stop right there. I felt bad because he likes his business as his hobby. So when I discussed it with him, he said, leave it alone, whatever, whatever. So, but I still had that in me that I was messing around with his business. So I called the lady, and I apologized to her. I had a very good conversation with her. It seemed like she had accepted my apology, but she turned around and called him and made it worse.
Mm. So there must have been something that you were picking up because...
It was more, what I was picking up more, I think she was going a little bit over the... And it's okay for you to be friendly with a business partner.
But wait, let's back it up. One of the things you did, Juana, was you kind of stepped in because you were jealous and you were being possessive. You were protecting your turf.
Okay.
You were protecting your turf. And what you did in protecting your turf was you said, hey, I don't like this woman come sniffing around my man. You know, as any lioness would do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, you're a lioness and some other lioness suddenly comes over and starts sniffing on your man. And you say, I don't like it. Okay. Now, whether you would have done that deliberately or not, or delicately or not, the fact that that gets interpreted as a reason to break up the relationship usually means that there was some other flaw in the relationship that made this happen, because that's a forgivable thing. So there was
the thing that he says is like, and actually, as of like yesterday, we listened to your show, and you said something about once you do it once, you're going to repeat it over and over again. And I said to him, that, for me, doesn't count, and I don't think because it's something that I've never
Well,
done
what's his name, by the way?
I'm sorry?
What's his name? His first name.
Jose.
Jose, I'm talking directly to you. If you have any way of forgiving Juana, this thing, she will never do it again. And I know Jose is listening. And so, Jose, unless you have some other reason to tell Juana you don't want to be there, you know? Try it.
He's a very sweet person. He's
try and start over again. And I thank...
I keep telling him that. I said, you know what, we can start... Because I keep telling him, if we go through a place and it's a quicksand and we step on it once, because we know the quicksand is
well,
there...
Well, you see, sometimes, though, Juana, sometimes people deliberately jump because they sense quicksand because they just aren't ready to get close to anybody. So sometimes when a person overreacts... It's for other reasons, okay? And it may not be you. All right? But I thank you calling in. I have to take a short break. When I come back, a little music, and we'll be taking more calls. Thanks for calling in, Warner. Happy New Year to people who understand that. 212-209-2900 is our number here. We are taking your calls. We're asking you about last year and what a year is for you, what the year was for you. You know, we all try. We try with the best of our attitudes to keep the best of our spirit going, but it's tough. Death and illness and broken bodies and broken minds and disappointments and people and political things are on one hand. And on the other hand, you know, it's been a struggling year. I mean, the economy is no light thing for certain people. You know, the poorer got poorer, the rich got richer. What could I say? Seems familiar. 212-209-2900. We are taking your calls. If you've called and your phone rang out, which means that you've been waiting too long and the phone hung up, do call back. The telephone company loves that. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. You're on the air. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Armand. It's Debbie from Rockaway Beach.
Debbie from Rockaway Beach.
I can't believe this is the second time I've
Could you turn your radio off, Debbie?
Yes. Would you hold on, please, just one moment? Thank you.
Debbie from Rockaway Beach twice.
Armand?
Yes.
Yes, I just turned it off. I apologize.
Sure.
You know, I said to you first-time caller 2 days ago, long-time listener, and I can't believe I actually got you for the second time.
It's amazing.
We spoke.
It's magic.
It's magic.
It's fantastic.
It's the holidays.
It's grand.
We spoke 2 days ago when I had told you that I had lost my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he had suffered terribly for the past 3 months. Yeah. He had emphysema. You know, I was listening to some of the other callers, the woman that was talking about a year of reconciliation, of death.
Well, how would you rate your year?
Well, I had to get honest with myself. I would still say that it was at least an 8.
Really?
Yes, because, you know, I cannot discount the good things that occurred during the year. I was reunited with a niece and her 4 children and her husband after 13 years of being estranged. My brother had passed back in 74, and his wife stayed in New York for a few years and kept in touch, and then all of a sudden she just stopped. And I realize now when I speak to her daughter that it was grief, and I just pray for her because I wish that she could, how can I say it, not get over it, get through it, but her devastation is such that she's isolating herself.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister had actually contacted her. They went on.
Well, wait, before we go further with the story about her, you know, I mean, the main thing for you is what it meant to you.
I prayed every day that they were okay.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't get them out of my mind. I mean, they were very young, my brother's children, when he had passed. You know, one was a teenager, and at that age, you just don't know which way they're going to go.
But you have an attitude that is just solidly positive, it sounds.
You know, it's ironic because 20-some-odd years ago, I was the most negative person you ever want to meet.
Yeah.
It was Murphy's Law. If anything could happen, you know, will happen, it's going to happen to me. And yet I've seen through my life, again, my friend Jimmy pointed out to me, you know, count your blessings. You know, if you're not, you know, make a gratitude list. I mean, is it all that bad? I was in therapy for years. I still keep in touch with my former therapist, who is just one of the warmest-hearted women that I have ever met.
Hmm. And what's her name?
Her name is Joanne.
Joanne what?
Joanne DeLora.
All right, Joanne DeLora, good work.
Unbelievable woman.
That's right. That's right. Let's give credit where credit is due.
She's absolutely beautiful person. So my niece comes up this summer with her husband and 4 children, and we had a partial family reunion. My family's so large that some are in Australia, and a lot of them are in Florida, and they couldn't make it up. Then I became a step grandma in June to a beautiful baby boy.
Debbie, you have just good news for yourself. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You got any leftover where you might volunteer a service somewhere? You know, not to put you down and not to say that there is anything you should be doing, because you're certainly doing a lot. Do you think you have a little leftover that you might do something or go somewhere or be a part of something that could use a little bit of your radiance, like a shelter or something like that, or a soup kitchen, where just for a little bit, that you could just, even if you were there for 20 minutes, you know, your spirit makes all the difference. Just a consideration. You don't even have to answer it.
Okay.
You know, but there's a spirit like you, it's wonderful to have. And just know that there are people outside the immediate family that are part of the family.
Oh, you know? Absolutely. I'm in a 12-step program, and I have...
So you understand completely.
I truly do, and that's why when I said, you know, I have to count my blessings. Yes, it was devastating for me to lose Jimmy. My job is about to close. I work in a school, and they're closing it, and I don't know where I'm going to be, but you know what? When Jimmy was very ill, just before he passed, 2 weeks before, he knew it, and he said to me, I don't know what's going to happen. And I turned it around for the things that he always said to me. And I said, Jim, you always said to me, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You know, yeah. We take it one day at a time.
Debbie, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Armand. Thank you so very, very much for your program. And I apologize because the last time I spoke, I said W-L. I was so nervous. It's W-B-A-I. And thank you very much.
What, did you listen to the program?
Yes.
Hey, good for you.
That's
smart.
You.
As all of you who call in should do to hear your voice by going to the website, WBAI.org, or going to thepositivemind.com, and you can hear yourself on air. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you. A very happy and a healthy to all your listeners and to you, Armand, and
your
workers. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
212-209-2900. Nice to hear from you guys. Remember, you are the station. You are the program. I do this program with my assistance and help of so many people here. And we do it, and, you know, we do it through WBAI, and WBAI is, of course, the machine through which we bring you just a little bit of ideas. But the real program is about you folks, and it's you who make this station. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, Armand. This is Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
New year. I would say that my year was somewhere between an 8 and a 9.
Another great.
I fell in love for the first time in my life.
Mm.
At the same time, I lost that love. But I'm 56 years old, and I was married for 20 years, and it was a decent marriage, but it wasn't a marriage with a lot of love and a lot of respect. And I met a man, and I fell in love, and I got to feel what people talk about when they say they're in love.
Mm.
And then I reunited with my daughter, who I had not spoken to for a really long time. And my therapy has been going really well.
And then you broke up with the guy you had fallen in love with?
He had recently lost drugs, and he put himself out there, and I met him about 6 weeks after she passed. And we fell into this really wonderful relationship. I learned a lot of things about him, and according to my own therapist, he probably has a clinical diagnosis, one of which I was willing to deal with, but then the anger came in, and that anger turned against me, and he pushed me away.
Okay, so you've got a chance to feel this magic that people talk about, which they call falling in love. The right situation presented itself at the right time, and there you were, ready, you know? And
Yep. Then
this man comes along, and then upon closer examination and under duress, certain stripes begin to manifest that you didn't see before. And
Exactly. You
say, okay, I can't handle this part, but I really love the fact that we did have the love together. You know, that's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing.
He pushed me away within this last week with a lot of yelling and a lot of anger, and,
I sometimes think that arguments that people have around the end of the year, nobody should pay attention to. I think they should be bottled and set off into space, because the end of the year is such a stressful time. People argue now around these holidays, around the darkness, and sometimes I think it doesn't have to do with anything. I wonder what the real cause is, but it's a time when there are most people find reasons to separate, you know?
Well, we'll
see what happens as the year turns.
I'm not especially hopeful about reuniting with this man, but I did learn a lot, and it's put me in a better position to find really who I am looking for.
Sure, and you know you're lovable, which is beautiful.
I have learned that in this relationship.
Good for you, Lauren. Good for you, okay. And thank you. Thank you so much for calling in.
You and have a wonderful New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. Learning that you are lovable. That's a pretty important thing. That's pretty important. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. Let's take another call. Hi. You're on the air. Yes.
Hi. I want to thank you for all the services you do for the people here.
What's your name?
My name is Joanne.
Joanne, thank you for thanking me.
You're wonderful, Armand. I always like to listen to you. In fact, I just woke up, so I'm a little groggy.
I hear you, a little groggy.
Did you miss the show today? I go to bed 4 a.m., a night owl.
Did you know what the show is about?
Yes, Armand. I just really tuned in. I really don't know.
Well, here's what we're doing.
Is it about challenges?
No. We're taking a survey, yes. Joanne. And by the way, I'm glad you slept through the first half. but it's good. It's good. You know, it's nice that somehow I'm part of that. And what we're talking about is we were doing a survey of how 2009 was for people. It's a little waste of airtime, but I like getting WBAI audience on the air. And the audience is saying what it was for them. Going from a 0 to a 10, how would you rate this year?
A 0 to a 10?
Yeah, with 0, 5 being the midpoint. 5 was it's an okay year. And a 10 means that it was the best year you ever had in your life, and 0 is it's the worst.
I can't relate to, because it was it's been a horrible,
horrible year.
5 years.
5 years.
Can I just tell you?
Three major challenges.
Oh, no, more than.
But give me three.
Every day I had major, and believe me, I like to be a happy person, but I feel that I am being hindered in my life. I have so much potential, Armand. I went through such a miserable time.
So give me three things.
Of bad?
Yeah, three things of bad or three things of good.
Okay.
Three things that led you to this.
Okay. First of all, my health was challenged for a while already. Then I lost my home. I was abused and I was evicted. But on top of that, I was abused by a very wicked person, and I lost my home in New York City. And I missed New York City, and I had to come over to Jersey, which I really don't like. I mean, now I'm settling in. It's been 3 years.
But, you know, Joanne, even though you say that a lot of this stuff, which I believe, happened and it was very tough on you.
I'm living in a government housing.
Living in government housing. So how do you have such good spirit? Look at this.
I don't.
I hear
you. This is me when I first get up. I do get
so what we've got to do is keep you asleep all the time, and then just wake you up all the time, because when you're awake, when you wake up for the first time, you're certainly beautiful.
Thank you, Arbat, but I'm really overwhelmed. I've been so bombarded by all this clutter and calls, and I have it's been 3 years, and I still can't get out of the mess.
I hear it.
You can't believe where I'm living. I'm living, first of all, I'll just tell you, I'm living in a place, it's very toxic, it's polluted, and I'm living on the edge of a parking lot. So I can't get true rest. That's why I'm up late.
Well, Joanne, could you do a thing at the moment?
Yeah.
I want you to just be quiet for a moment. What I want of the audience, what I want of the people listening, is I'd like, you just have to be very quiet now.
Okay?
I want anybody who can to summon up, if you can, some spirit of goodwill. And all I ask for is the spirit of it this time. I ask you to just kind of dig inside.
Yeah.
Not you now, Joanne. You have to be quiet.
Uh-huh.
See? And I want everybody else, pull inside to something for Joanne and all the people like Joanne who are out there who are suffering through so many, so many difficult moments. So let's all gather in a big circle. And Joanne, I want you to figure yourself like you're in a cradle. And you're being held by the arms of all of us out there who could muster up enough energy to just send a little love your way. Okay, now you got to be really silent, because love enters in silence. Joanne, my heart goes out to you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much. And thank you for waking up to listen to this program.
No, I've been up for hours.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Armand.
Right.
Have a great year.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now.
Love to everyone.
Love to everyone.
Blessings for all of us. Thank you.
212-209-2900. It's really remarkable, isn't it? Yeah, you know, when I talk about forming a circle and imagine gathering the energy, you know, here we are on this station, which is a pretty isolating thing to do. You hear one person and you listen to them, but you wonder, those of you who are on the right side of the five, you know what I mean? You're on the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 place. Those of you who are up there, is it possible, and even those of you who are under there, is it possible that you could garner the energy, get it all together, and like fuel for a rocket ship, take it right through the top? And in order to do that, what I'm going to ask you to do, all of you, is to just imagine that through breathing, through now, we're going to take just a few moments and form a circle. And the circle is huge. The circle is going to be as big as the universe. And what we do in this circle is we collect whatever positive energy we have. And send it to people past, people present, people who know us, people who don't. Just a touch from our heart to your heart. So let's take this moment together. And I wish all of you, my friends, all of you, the best of New Year's. I'll be back with you next year.
Free community radio WBAI in New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM. We're available online at WBAI.org. Good afternoon. My name is Michael G. Haskins, your radio.